Hey everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek.
How's it going?
All right, thank you.
For the last few years, I've been noticing that a lot of people who've been here for many, many years, like from the 60s and 70s, it's come to that point where they've got to the retirement age and they've had to leave the country. There are new provisions in the country now to allow for people who are retired, if they've invested into the country, that they can get a special visa.
And there's a permanent residency plan now and a longer-term visa staff and all of this. So a lot is changing, but...
But it's not quick enough, really.
Right, and that's understandable, too, because, I mean, these kind of changes are pretty fundamental. Immigration changes and things, they take much longer to really implement. But also, they wouldn't apply, you know, retroactively, so they wouldn't apply to people that had to retire before the law came in.
Exactly. And then there's a lot of people who'd been planning for this for years and years because they knew this was going to happen, like your parents.
Right. And I think this is one of those things about living in a place like Dubai where we kind of have to always keep an eye out towards that. And I mean, I think it's not just people that are near retirement. I mean, I think we know a lot of people our age that are kind of looking at this. Having grown up here and we have a lot of family friends that have done this in the last year to 2 years as well. It's actually a very difficult time emotionally for everybody as well.
It is.
Which makes the packing really, really difficult.
I mean, we're talking about Dubai, but this is for most expats that they have to go back to their home country at one point or another or to another country. But there's a limited amount of countries that they can move back, move to once they get past that.
The retirement age.
Yeah, the retirement age. And I'm also finding with friends who are from South Africa that they're talking about the fact that they can't even consider going back to South Africa because of safety issues and, you know, from a benefits point of view and stuff.
Right, it's not a real option for them, yeah.
No. So a lot of them are looking at already, you know, the ones around our age, are where they can go for retirement or where they can go to get citizenship because of the difficulties they're getting. So lots of people have got these various issues. And it's good to think about it quite early on, about what you're going to do for your retirement. I mean, for me, you know, of course, the thought is to go back to England. Whether I really want to go back to the UK right now is a different story. But we have to consider it. And I suppose, you know, your family had to think about it and others have had to think about it. So as you said, it is a very difficult and emotional time. And so I thought it would be quite nice to talk about that because it is, there's various factors involved, isn't there, right? So it's not just, you know, decluttering your items and moving to a new place. This is moving, putting it into a container and moving to your home country or another let's say home country for this purpose. Quite a few people have houses. I know, like, you know, we've got family, friends, and they've moved back to India and they've already planned many, many years. They knew, because this is a thing here, isn't it, that you live in Dubai, you live here for many years, you have your job and your business or whatever, but you make plans for what your retirement is. So our parents' generation thought about that, right? So they had the retirement home ready and prepared.
The other thing I think is also, you know, we tend to think a lot in terms of, oh, here's all my stuff and I got to take it back. But there's so many other things you have to consider. You look at things like documentation and bank accounts and all of these things that need to also line up as you're planning this thing, right? Even something as simple as a Diva deposit that you need to collect, but it takes a few weeks to process and you might not plan it right because you would do it last minute. Obviously, and then you need to arrange for someone to go and collect that check back, you know, or collect that deposit back. And there's a lot of these little nuances that you kind of realize as you're going through the process. And then, by the way, like the packing and the moving bit, it's intense.
We should have a list of all that. We can talk about that another day. But let's talk about today about the packing bit, because I've helped a few families who were getting close to the retirement age. And we've talked about it before, about the downsizing. So a lot of clients I've found have already thought about the future and said they were, you know, they were living in a big villa, say, in Jumeirah, and they've been living in it for 20, 30 years, and they've got to the point where the kids are not at home anymore. They're living in a massive house, which is costing them money. So they've gone, okay, we're going to be retiring in 2-3 years. Let's start downsizing. So I've come in and helped them to downsize their stuff so that they can then move to an apartment. So they save on the rent as well as on their items. And what they do is, so, you know, they've got themselves a bit more time to go through the emotional aspects of decluttering, because it's not just a simple declutter, as you said. It's, you know, they're decluttering maybe their kids' stuff, clothes, souvenirs from trips that they've gone on, you know, over the many years, because we're in a lovely location here that we can go around so many places in the world from here. And people have made the most of it over the years, right? Flying to all these exotic locations. So they've brought bits and pieces from there. But will you be able to fit it in your house when you move to your final destination?
I think figuring out what's essential and what's not, and then what's the gray area kind of, right, is a big trick. I mean, in the case of someone that's grown up here or spent many, many years here, and I look at family friends as well, it's the same thing. They've been here 30 years. Like, it's not like they were here for five. Yeah. And so the amount of stuff you collect over 30 years is very, very different. It's just a lot of stuff, right? And it's stuff that you're investing in. You're investing in this eventual goal of, like, this is my future house. This is, like, I mean, we look at kitchenware and stuff. And my mom is a great example of this, right? She's invested in things from 10, 15, 20 years ago with the intention of it being the thing that she will always have. And so those things you can't even begin to declutter that stuff. There's a lot of other things like that that you kind of have to just really, like, sit down, really make, and sometimes tough decisions. And some people don't, they just don't make the decision. They take everything. And that has other repercussions in terms of getting everything to the other side and shipping.
Well, because you're paying for the shipping costs, and then you're just moving clutter from one place to another. It's all fine and dandy to say, yeah, we're going to just take all of it and put it into a container. But then when you get to the other place, I mean, I don't know how some of the houses in India might be bigger, but in the UK, predominantly, houses are smaller, much smaller. You know, you can't fit furniture. Like, so, you know, I've seen people go, I'm going to take the sofas and the beds and this and that. It will get damaged in the ship most of the time, in the container, you know. So the sofas won't be in the same condition. There's always something wrong happens with the springs. So there's no point taking the sofas with you. And the sofas are much bigger here than they are. They can't fit. They can't even go through the doorway in the UK.
No, in most houses in India as well, even if the house itself is bigger, the way the houses are partitioned is very different from what we have here. Mm-hmm. So generally, bedrooms tend to be smaller.
Yeah.
And so if you're taking this nice little big, I've got the queen and the king beds and all that, and then suddenly it turns out a double bed would fit, but a king may not.
Yeah.
And so it's very important to kind of do these kind of comparisons if you really want to take the stuff from here. I've seen, by the way, so over the last year, because I've had multiple family friends move, I've seen people make both sides of the decisions. Yeah. There's some who've just sold all their furniture here, mm-hmm. and only taken their things and gone back and said, we'll just invest in new stuff there.
Yeah.
And others will be like, you know what? I mean, I've invested in this furniture for many years with the intention of taking it back, so I'm going to take it with me because it'll fit. Or we'll attempt to make it work. So I've seen both, but I think it's important to actually think about it and not just assume that you're going to take everything.
Yeah, and I think also in certain countries, you know, I know from, you know, friends who are from South Africa and stuff, they don't have IKEA. So what they do is take stuff from IKEA. And some of them have actually bought stuff still packed and then taken it. But of course, then you get charged on the tax, so they have to be a bit careful. I think it's the same in certain, you know, like in India and Pakistan and stuff. They don't have a lot of the stores, you know, you don't have the Crate and Barrel or Marina kind of IKEA stores, right? So you want to take that with you because it's different from what everybody else has in their houses. Whereas for the ones who are going to Europe and America, you don't need to take that stuff. Don't take it. Sell it. Have a quarter of a container instead of a full container full of stuff, you know. So you have to think about it in that way as well. So what I would say to start off with, you know, when you're starting the, you know, you've got 1 to 2 years before you're getting to that retirement age or that time where you're going to start moving, start the decluttering process. So start doing the mini decluttering. Look at your kitchen stuff. Do you need all the kitchen stuff? Do you already have some of the kitchen stuff in your new house on the other side? You know, there are certain cookware that you might not need anymore. So start getting rid of that, you know, because if you don't need it, if you're not using it here and you're not going to use it there, what's the point of having it? Sell it, donate it, and then start getting rid of furniture pieces that are not essential for your life. You know, there might be a few bookshelves that you don't actually need now. Start getting rid of them. Start, you know, selling them, donating them. So get bits and pieces, you know, and, you know, in kids' rooms, if the kids are no longer there, they've married off, start getting rid of their furniture as well and tell them to go through their items and to take their things or it will get donated. So you start removing that burden from you. So when it gets closer to the time, you have less things to deal with. You only have to deal with the core aspects, you know, the core things that you need to do, you know, your sofa, your bed, table, dining table, chairs, you know, those are the main things that you'll then have to sell. The more you can start getting out of your house before the time, the easier it will be for packing. And it will be easier for you to then get the right price for the container as well. So that's one thing to think about. So it's most people here know when they're supposed to be moving. So start planning 1 or 2 years before. And it sounds awful, but also start thinking about, you know, we've talked about death cleaning before. You know, if you're at the retirement age, you are getting closer. Mm-hmm. It sounds awful. I don't know how to word it in a better way, but also think about it in like that, that you're decluttering and taking your stuff and moving for retirement. But do you need to take all that stuff? What are you going to do with that stuff when you get to the other side?
So yeah, it's important to kind of really like really sit down and think about this kind of stuff. One, but like as you mentioned, I think it's very important to also, you know, map out what it is that you have back home. You're moving back into a family home. You're moving back to a house that has been around for a little while and already has a bunch of things because you probably furnished it at some point. Yeah. And then do you really need to take more sofas from here? Like it doesn't, you know, it doesn't add up necessarily. And then again, with the sizing as well, it's the same thing. I mean, even if you're investing in new stuff, you need to look at it from there and look at it local. I mean, I keep telling my parents this part as well, like, well, whatever you can, let's make it local. Right? Because it's suited to the conditions. It's, yeah, you know, it's suited to the measurements. All of it is suited better. Even though you might feel like the quality might be better here or something might be better here, there's a value in sort of looking at local.
You know, I've talked about this before. Our parents' generation hold on to things more because they work so hard to make the money to buy those items. Consumerism came around in the 80s, and that's when people started to buy more and more things. So it's the same issue again now with our parents who are retiring, that they're of that mentality as well, that they don't want to get rid of stuff like because they spent so much money having it. It means more to them, and they're moving from their what has been essentially the home for 30-40 years.
It's a fresh start. We introduced this topic as talking about moving to your home country, but for a lot of people, you don't feel like you're moving to your home country. You feel like you've been taken out of your home country. Yeah. Actually,
I mean, we know people that have been here from the, you know, 60s and stuff. Yeah, they made this their home. They their kids grew up here. They went to school, they got married, they ran their business or they worked for companies. Everything has been here. Yes, they've gone back to their home country to visit for a few weeks, but it's not the same. And their mentality is completely different from what it was before because they've changed because of how their life is. So there's all that to deal with, plus dealing with your stuff. So, you know, as we say, plan earlier. You know that you're going to be leaving in 2 years, say, and start the process. The more you start earlier, the easier it will become. It won't be completely easy, but it will be a bit less of a burden on you.
Yeah, and then as we mentioned as well, we'll get into, I think, more specifics about accounts and those kind of things. But I think that's the other thing you're going to have to think about, not just your sofas and beds, but also like how many bank accounts do you have? If you don't use them, like start the process to shut them down, because sometimes they take weeks, months to shut down. And then you'd really, not everybody's fortunate enough to have somebody here to look after the closure of some of the stuff after they leave. I mean, I have family friends who left. Their kids they're now in the States, like, so they don't have anybody here. When they left, it had to be a clean break. It was done and done. So it is a bit tricky then to leave something behind and leave a credit card open and then,
you know, we're going to have a whole episode about that, talking about all the
everything to consider
tying
yeah.
up bits, because there's so many things to consider, you know, like planning to have stay in say a furnished apartment for a few weeks, at the end so that you can get your deposit from the house that you've been renting or living in and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's it for this episode. But as we said, we will do a couple of follow-ups on this, both in terms of getting through the list of things that you need to consider, as well as the actual final moving phase. So until then, bye.